Yes, sir.
All right, all new. Second episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. There's no need of saying who we are. Everybody knows who we are by this point. So,
but do they?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Tonight's topic, no bath needed. Don't know what it means, but we're going to roll with it. So, Ro, what does that mean, no bath needed?
I don't know. I guess all depends on your mood and what you done, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you're freestyling.
Okay. And you're right. Now you can talk about
it. It could be, you know, you got off work. You really didn't sweat, didn't do too much, you know. Your lady may want to, you know, look out for you. You like, you know what? I can go ahead and run it.
Do you fellas know about the warm rag?
Yep.
Okay. A lot of folks don't know about the warm rag. A lot of young ladies don't know about the warm rag.
Yeah. That's what
sometimes. It's good when she bring the warm rag and she got a dry rag as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think y'all can have this conversation yourself.
Y'all know about the warm rag.
No, I got a warm dick.
Here we go.
Whoa.
I'm damn. Be good all day, every day. I'm always be good. But I'm just telling you to say, when you got a warm dick and you ain't letting that know about the white stuff, it's good enough. I'm just saying.
I was trying to be a little civil,
no,
but the shot's been fired, so that's been flushed. We done.
Look, like somebody said, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. What? Who said that? I think that Lil Wayne said that. That's me. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. What?
Yeah, G.
You ain't gotta be my daggone sinner. I'm gonna receive the ball all the time. I'm gonna receive that damn ball all the time. No, I'm gonna be quiet for now.
You good?
Sorry.
You don't know what I do with you, bro.
They want to know about 6 foot, 7 foot,
eight foot. Up. What that even mean, G?
You never had 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot up?
I don't know what that mean, my brother.
Turn your head cap around. Somebody will give you a 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot up.
What?
Wow.
So what?
My last one was gonna be my last.
Because you just said, did you just say, what did he say?
JP said he wanted 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. Oh.
Wow.
JP said that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, we got our first message from Callie.
Hey guys, I'm back. I see you guys are back. First of all, why Ro is the one sending me the bat signal? And G-Man is not. And then second, can you guys possibly turn your volume up or get closer to your mic or stop whispering in the background? Because I can hardly hear you.
That's the intention. That's why.
And sometimes, Callie, you should hear everything we're saying.
We don't want you to hear. We're whispering.
Yeah, and we can't even say we're trying to be respectful. Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Apologize.
Yes, we apologize.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot. What?
Yes, Callie, we are actually trying to whisper in the background, but we ain't doing a good job.
Once again, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, what?
Wow.
I mean, you can throw this back.
Oh, man. Well,
thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate you.
Yes. We definitely do.
You just don't know what you do for us, our morale, and the show.
Yep.
Thank you, my dear.
And you know what? Your energy bring energy towards the whole show.
It
you
does.
Know what I mean? So if you don't want to be a part of the 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, foot.
For a split second, I thought Dale said, Callie, we appreciate you because he gets aroused. That's what I thought he said. I don't know what the hell.
God
what the
damn.
Hell do you think?
I don't know. I'm like, I'll be hearing. I'll be hearing all type of shit in my background. I'm like, what the fuck?
What just happened?
Yeah, you know what just happened?
Oh, I man. Didn't say that. Hey, that's why I waited till you got finished talking. Then I was going to say, that's what I thought you said.
No,
I was about to say, damn.
There you go.
That was a sick-ass transition. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well,
all our callers tonight. Man, we appreciate you guys.
I'm goddamn two for two. Because the other day, I thought Callie said she was fun and fisted. The hell?
Oh,
I'm dead.
Oh,
Oh yeah, I forgot. Him wasn't part of that episode, so he don't remember. He wasn't there when I said that.
No, him was drunk.
No. Oh, so he admitted it now.
No, look, him was drunk.
All I said was he was out of commission.
No, him was out of commission. Him was drunk. But the most important thing about him, he remembers.
Yeah, I see.
And, you know,
and him appreciate.
And him luck.
When JP him held it down for the squad.
Him love all the people that participated in him falling.
Yeah.
And all the people that made sure that he was okay. Come on, G, get up. Come on, him.
We got to take care of our partner.
That's it.
All of us got to take care of each other.
And look, and look.
That's what we do, bro.
Yeah, we definitely got to do.
We take care of each other.
No, we got a message.
All right.
This is how I know it's not me, because Gerard, I hear you loud and clear, nice and perfect, but G-Man, I could barely hear you. And sometimes, Ro, I could barely hear you. Gerard, you're perfect.
I know.
Gerard might need to continue talking to you.
I know.
And Gigolo, you are perfect.
You know, he had a look. Gigolo got his dang on diamond crust.
He smooth.
He got his diamond crust on.
Women adore him and men want to be like him.
And he got his white shoes on. He got his kneecap on because you don't know whoever he going to eat out tonight.
Wow.
He got his dang on knee pad, his arm pad on, and then he got his full pad on. He's going to have to actually go down and trigger low that nigga.
You trying to say he got the old school Robert Parrish knee pads on?
That's right. He got not Robert Parrish. What was it?
No, McKay. You ain't helping that now. You ain't helping.
No, he ain't helping that. Cause he just ain't
they never help. Yeah, that. Yeah, exactly. He never helps me.
He got his breakaway khakis on. Just pop them off.
Yes, sir.
Are those knee pads? You ain't got to get ready when you stay ready.
But y'all know what about? Look about tonight's show. And when you talk about the dang on bath and all the stuff like that. Look, so it's funny. We all were younger.
Yeah.
But how many girls that y'all dealt with that never ever took a bath?
I ain't never dealt
after
with
having me. Sex.
Every one of I ever had took a bath.
Not right.
Not a bath, not they right. Took a shower.
They went to sleep.
Yeah.
And then they got up, took a bath or shower.
Yeah, most times.
When you put them to sleep, you know what? You had to put some work in.
When you put them to sleep,
put some good work in.
You got them good.
I excuse it, but that's why you bring the warm rag.
All right. Yeah.
That's where the warm rag come in.
Okay.
You get them right, and then let them get their little nap on, and then they get up. Round two.
Well,
but I'm old school. Y'all forgive me. I'm telling on myself, my age. I'm older.
I ain't tell you this, man.
I was okay.
They ain't want that.
They don't want the warm rag no more.
They ain't want the warm. Mm-mm.
They don't want the warm.
No,
I'm old.
You don't put the warm rag on them. No,
what you put on them? Then? You got nothing. Just let them sleep. Roll over.
The penetrate the tongue.
Put the tongue. Oh. Not before that warm rag. I'm sorry.
You put the
best. You put a deposit in. As a man, made a deposit. You don't want to.
You put the penetrator tongue on them.
Not at no.
Because guess what? The penetrator tongue is already heated up. You ain't got to go wrong.
You got to put that warm rag on it. You probably be eating yourself.
Penetrator tongue is already like 70 degrees.
Body temperature 98.6.
But the penetrator tongue is 70.
70. Look it up. Drop it down. Look, okay.
It's 70. In between 70 and 75. It's still warm.
Still warm.
Still warm. So you could actually put cornflakes in your mouth. The make it. Stop it, bro. Stop it. See what you're doing. You make me do things that I
don't. Everybody make you do nothing.
No, don't laugh. So if he don't laugh,
I
won't continue on the conversation.
Hey.
So stop it, bro. Don't you do it. But the penetrating tongue is just like alcohol. You rub it on the area.
Y'all know. G just making up some stuff.
No, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple messages. What's up? What's up, Nay? What's up? Juicy in the room.
Juicy.
She back.
Juicy fruit.
Juicy.
We got two messages from Callie.
I know what it is. Y'all got your damn phones on the table, and you're sitting back in some fold-out chairs, sitting around like a fireplace. Hey, Jordan, or any of y'all, pull me up. Pull me up. Pull me up.
Pull her up. Please pull her up.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How's it going, though?
I don't know what's going on with y'all's mics this evening, but I could barely hear y'all.
I know mine is pretty good, so I know I'm good.
Well, yeah, yours is fine.
The only reason why you can't hear nobody, anyone, if you keep that mic out of your mouth.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was aggressive.
That was a transition for your
just
ass.
Just a little bit. Yeah,
first of all, G-Man, you don't tell me what goes in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
From what I was told, you like it on the throat. Throat.
Whoa. Whoa. This is supposed to be a family show.
Not on a Friday night.
And that is why no baths are needed.
Let me tell you this, man. I love Cali. So I'm just playing Cali. So don't go to the left of me.
All right.
But we really appreciate you be pulling you up. And we love it that you represent the Run and Tell That brand.
I hear a butt coming.
Huh?
I said I hear a butt coming.
No, it's never ever going to be a butt. You know what I mean? The butt is that we got.
I didn't hear the butt. I thought you said coming. My bad. I can't hear for shit tonight.
I know. Well, we know how the way you go. You like coming.
Damn.
And then we have another caller.
And she does too. Huh?
What?
What?
Said what?
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, this is another show that done went off the rails. Man, but I'm here for it.
There's no baths needed.
No. Mm-mm.
So, Gerard, I'm learning some things about it. What else do you want to share with me that I need to know? Gerard?
I feel like this, Callie. I feel like all the direction that you have on him, mm-hmm. maybe I might need to put it on him and not so much.
I took a beeline when I heard that you kind of like certain things.
Look, she
wanna
know about you.
That's not what I said. What I said was, again, this is what I said.
You keep the flexing.
What I said was, I had it done before, and let's not rush to judgment. That's what I said. I never formally came out and said, that's what I like.
Didn't right. Say that. You indirectly you said it. You like indirectly it. Said
I
it.
Did not.
Look,
I did not.
Please don't like tell 64. Us to you.
We already know you like that 64. Look.
What's 64?
64?
No,
what
no,
is that?
Look.
Four legs up.
He said he don't like it, but then he liked the 64. So
what's 64? 64? No, 64.
Think about it. If you pick 69 together and you got 69, Pit 64, you close to 69.
Oh my God.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense. He said you take 69 and put it with 69, and then you got 64 and it's close to 69. That makes no sense. I'm so confused right now.
Yeah.
So confused.
I am too. It's okay.
The only person.
You know where I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, hey, look.
Nobody better agree to that.
Look, before anybody say anything, Ro.
Yeah.
You know, Ro, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. Bro.
Let me finish. Really? Dale, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I know what you're talking about.
All right. Hey, JP, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you and Gerard ain't got no situation because we already know what we're talking about here. Hey, you going to spin it around 69, but 64 is closer to 69.
Oh, shit.
And I'm done for the night.
I don't like, I'm be honest with you. I don't like the direction. I don't like the direction in which this episode is going.
64 and you 69. Well, you 64, right? You 64, Gerard?
Oh, shoot.
No.
That's classic.
So you're not 64.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not 64.
Are you 64?
No.
You're not Gerard 64.
No.
Don't let him get you, Gerard. Don't let him get you.
All he did was take the 46 and then turn it to 64.
I know.
Yeah. He's trying to deflect again. That's all it is. Trying to confuse us. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Y'all need to acknowledge the beautiful Queen Donatella down in the audience.
What's up, Queen Donatella?
What's going on? Man. I got my side hurt there. Yeah, wow.
Man. This one went off. I think this one went off the rail. No, yeah, this one went off the rails way faster than the other one did.
Yeah, it didn't take long.
It didn't take long at all.
I mean, you kind of set the tone for it when you said about a horse bath. So
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
Wait, before, so what, before it started? What is this no bath needed thing? Explain. Please explain.
Nothing. There's nothing to explain. Ro came up with that to be just to have something to put up there in the time.
Basically what Gerard, we was talking and Gerard was like, hey, look, you know what it's like when you get off work. You really didn't sweat like that. So, you know, you go ahead and let her tune you up, you know. So it was like, oh, no bath needed. I got what you're saying. So that's what he was saying. And then he was like, sometimes, you know, she's in the gym and he'd be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and get in there anyway. Enough. So
what?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing. I ain't come up with that.
Then that's when JP was like, yeah, I mean, when I was overseas, you know, we also, you know, so both of them being in the military, it like lined together. So I just took what they said and said, fuck it.
Catch.
I ain't said nothing about no bath needed. I ain't never said nothing about no bath needed. I mean, so I don't know.
I mean, it's not all the time. Is what you said. You said like sometimes.
I said no time. Just depends, I said it all.
I mean, you did say it depends on if it's leap year or not. So,
what the hell leap year got to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just reminding you what you said. Okay. I was confused too. I thought that was some military stuff because JP looked at you and then he pulled out a compass. I thought y'all was gonna, you know, go do PT or something. So I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Road Dogg, you ain't drawing me into this conversation. I'm quiet tonight. I'm I've already been threatened by my wife. What she told you? She say, fish eye food.
But I tell you,
Callie, how was your Christmas?
I worked, but what is it? Tuesday, Christmas Eve, I was over at my son's house with his wife. We had dinner and went to church, and then the next day we all got together at my daughter's house. So it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing spectacular, just hanging out.
Hey, look, okay. Hey, look, we got to give you all the credit in the world. Continue on hanging out with your kids. Deep throat. Deep
throat. So you throw them low blows, G. Now why you gonna do her like that?
She got deep throat. She said she actually sits there and have.
Did somebody say she got a deep throat?
Yes.
Why is people trying to slide stuff by me? I can hear you. I can hear you. God.
No, that was JP said.
No, I didn't. I said, G, why are you throwing them low blows at Cat?
Who said it?
I said, why are you throwing them low blows?
Who said her name?
You did.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yes, G-Man. Don't take it out of that. I heard it too.
So Callie.
I ain't the only one that said she got a deep throat. I ain't the only one that heard that, right?
No, look. Let me tell you, the last episode that we did, she said she was holding things in her down. Back in her neck and her throat and all that stuff like that. I mean, I'm like, if you holding all that stuff from your man ejaculating, you a deep throat. So, Callie, you a deep throat.
What?
The pause. It was the pause.
Right. So, wait a minute. How do you go from me responding to enjoying my time with my kids to the thought in your head?
I remember time that's G.
Oh my God.
And you sat there, you said you at your man house, you had it on you. You were holding it on the back of your throat. Anytime you holding anything on the back of your throat, you a deep throat.
Okay.
Callie, I don't know how G goes. Don't give her no conversation.
Him said she is a deep throat. So anytime she wanna be a deep throat, she got
1, 2, 3, 4, and look, she got 5 of us.
Wow.
She a deep throat.
Callie.
You deep though.
Cal, I know you.
Yes.
We talking about Christmas.
No.
How in the hell G-Man got on the I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know.
Let me ask you.
He gonna try to make things right. He gonna try to figure out to make it right, right?
I just need to be quiet. I need her to be quiet for a second. Listen to this. So I'm going to go round the horn, and I need you guys to be honest. Starting with Gerard.
Yeah.
Is Callie a deep throat?
Huh? What?
Next question.
You know what? You know what? Callie is a real MVP, and that's my answer.
You got Thank that right. You. I'm with you.
How you gonna steal my goddamn answer?
Because we think alike. So, you know what? Like you tell me, you gotta have room to grow.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
He is a real MVP. He over here talking. I don't know what's going on with him.
I need to go. Next person. Listen. Bro, is Callie a deep throat?
He choking, y'all.
Is the sky blue during the day?
Yes, it is. It is a deep blue.
How you gonna say it's a deep blue?
When the sun goes down, it's deep blue.
Yeah, warm enough over there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm good.
So, so since Ro answered, Dale, you next.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, if I had to answer, with all respect, yeah. I think Callie's very comfortable with her sexuality.
Good answer. Good answer.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
JP.
Hey, I'm with you, Gigolo. Callie's a real MVP. Real MVP.
And that leaves G Man.
All right, him.
MVP. I mean him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know who
no,
he is.
No. So Callie do too much. She suck too much.
What the hell? What the fuck is happening here?
G-Man. G-Man.
So when I think about Callie, I think about she's swallowing something and holding it in her throat, in her nostril.
Nice,
I'm gonna be nice.
You just show out, man.
And then if she have a EGK, EG, what do we call it?
I am you.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
He can't even think.
EGK. It's still on her heart. So the cup's still there.
EG.
EGK.
EKG. You know what? EJK.
No, let me tell you this, I'm be honest with you guys. I think that for the most part, tell me what we're talking about.
You know what he's talking about. Tell me what. Yeah, I forgot what he's talking about.
G-Man, speak for yourself. Oh, man. Speak for yourself, G-Man.
He's just talking. Somebody tell me what we talking about.
We ain't telling you. I ain't telling you. No.
It was your question.
Yeah.
Lord.
He don't forgot.
I don't pee into my underwear.
Bro, you terrible, man. You terrible.
Look, sometimes you got to deflect it until you get the answer.
If I showed up at his front door, he would not know what to do. He'd probably call one of y'all out.
Let me tell you something.
I would not.
Callie, let me tell you something. That ain't going to go the way you think that's going to go. What do you think that's going to go? That's going to go left real quick.
Real quick.
Yep. I might still be there, but you might not.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something, Callie.
Oh, Lord.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If I ever see anybody in you, I will turn blue.
I like that one.
Yes. Nobody laughing.
Oh man,
you're terrible.
Nobody
laughing.
I heard
that. You what?
Terrible.
Oh my God. Oh Jesus, my side hurt now.
Draco is in the audience. Queen Donatella. Thank you for hanging in.
Where you at, JP? You are awfully quiet this episode.
Yeah, I'm quiet tonight.
You've been quiet the last two. Well, the other one, the last episode.
I've been thinking about. Hey, I'm thinking about what I can lose if my wife decides to leave. I'm wanting to get half.
Oh, man.
I got three or four of them Roth RAs, so I'm trying to be good tonight.
Yes, sir.
You need to
I should have known that. I should have known that when Juicy came in the room and you ain't say nothing.
Hey, I know. I had to be quiet.
Mm. You better be quiet with Juicy coming in the room.
Hey, I got to whisper it, but Juicy's still my baby.
I'm gonna try you. No. I don't care. I'll follow your butt. No, I'm good. No, I ain't lying, man. No, I'm good. Been got the
dog. Nay, we appreciate you sticking with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, oh, yeah. What was that? And y'all growling?
The hell going on over there?
I don't know. I heard somebody growling. I didn't know what was going on. I was like, what is that?
Let me clear my throat.
Then there was a hush amongst the crowd. Yeah, what happened?
Yes, I mean, what's the email address again, Gerard?
Run and tell that podcast at gmail.com. So, you know, our name.
That's right. And that's where you can go to let us know about your size and if you want a hoodie or a t-shirt for your merch. Right. See that?
Right.
Uh-huh.
I like that. That was nice. Yeah, I like that.
Tag team back again. Drop, calm down.
You calm down.
Lord Jesus. Well, since Callie had questions about, you know, you letting everybody know about your butt stuff and you was gonna finish, you know, letting them know how
Gerard,
was it one lick or two licks?
You know what? I don't feel like I'm ready to have that conversation right now.
Well, Gerard said, first of all, he said she started by kissing on his tattoos first.
Oh. Here we go.
And then
there we go. I never said that. What? I never said that.
Yeah.
I never said that. Tattoos. Yeah, I got tattoos, but that never happened.
You got it on your ass. That's what happened. You had a tattoo on your
ass. I don't tattoo on my ass. No.
The Rod said he had a tattoo on his ass.
I did not. Oh, my God. Oh,
that was quick.
I do not.
Oh, God, that was quick.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine that's the only reason why somebody would do that. They liked your tattoo, so they left it right there.
No, because that never, because that part never happened. They be adding stuff. They creating a story, but it ain't true. So that never happened.
Okay.
There was no kissing on my tattoos first.
Okie dokie.
There we go. Now y'all got Callie.
My bad, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I hadn't told that part. I'm sorry. My bad.
Because it didn't happen.
What was, Gerard, was the tattoo a picture of a finger pointing to your ass? Is that what it was?
No. Next year? No, Callie, we ain't finna do that now. You gonna make me take back what I said that you was an MVP. Because all them jokes should be directed toward him, not me. Him.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, look.
G-Man.
Him sitting up here, he doing his new national anthem. Oh, yeah.
And what?
What? My new dance.
Oh, it's, God.
Hey, look. My best friend about the, look, think about it. In 20-something days, my best friend is going to be the new president of the United States. My best friend.
You know how to ruin an evening, don't you?
That's a smooth.
You know how to ruin an
evening. Smooth transition. That's a smooth transition, though.
My best friend.
Go from licking ass to talking about Donald Trump. Smooth-ass transition.
He said, we don't even have to worry about being taxed on bonuses. My best friend said that. My best friend said.
Best friend, my brother.
Donald Trump.
All right.
He said.
Donald.
Uncle Donald said, we ain't got to worry about. He said, when he actually get in the office, he will make sure that when you say overtime taxes, guess what? Mm-hmm. The company got to pay for it, mm-hmm. not you. Mm-hmm. So why are we going to be taxed for it? Uncle Donald said that.
Donald said, we good.
He said it.
Yeah.
I love Uncle Donald.
G, some ass now. I'm with him, though.
I love him.
Tell you what.
Sorry, guys. Any more question? I can answer it for Uncle Donald.
What's my brother the question about him?
No. But Uncle Donald?
No. But it was a smooth transition to it, though.
Yeah. See, a G transition from one thing. I guess we'll be talking about Aquaman next.
He's an Aquaman. No, so for real, mm-hmm. is that we actually need to, as American people, I mean, not to say who win the election, what is right, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day.
Who is best for the job.
So we know who is going to be.
Kamala Harris spent $1.5 billion and still lost. That's a lot of money. It's still loot, which lets us know that these elections are not right. No way. If it takes money to win, and you can spend $1.5 billion and still not win. So that lets us know that we know that this government, I love my country. This is the only country I've known. This is the only country we've known. You know, yeah, our heritage is from Africa, but we are Americans. That's what we are. And we've made as this nation could be great or greater, we have contributed
to
a lot of foolishness.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
Contributed to a lot of foolishness.
Yes,
but
and so
we just. I mean, so at the end of the day, we just need this. Yeah. See the outcome.
So what we have to do is
the outcome.
Yes.
Whoever promised.
Yes. Be the best we can be.
Their promises.
Yes. And hold them accountable for their promises.
Yep.
And that's what we failed to do. Yes. That's what we failed to do. We as the people have allowed the politicians to have all the power. We know the people are supposed to have the power. And we don't work for the politicians. They work for us.
Yeah.
But they've gotten it backwards. And it's all fault for allowing it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You have some ministers that think like that too.
Yes, you're right. Yes, and it's not true.
Yep.
But they're the servant.
Yep.
Yes. 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 We've gotten a lot of ministers that think like that. Yes. All right, fellas. Everybody getting quiet.
Yeah, quiet.
Yes, getting quiet.
I want to appreciate the new listeners that we just picked up in Budapest.
Budapest, we apologize to you.
We appreciate y'all. Yeah, we just picked up listeners in Budapest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Must be because y'all talking about butt stuff.
Gigolo.
I'm not talking about butt stuff.
Gigolo.
Huh? I'm going to stop answering. If I don't, you're going to get mad.
Yeah. Hey, I told the listeners in Budapest, we apologize for G-Man tonight. For showing out. But we have enjoyed ourselves.
Yes, sir. We definitely did.
We have enjoyed ourselves.
And you know, when you got two fishes in a pond.
Know what G said? Two fishes.
And you
don't say two fish. He didn't say two fish.
I said two fishes. And you know what I mean? That could be the only reason I said fishes, it could go either or.
Yeah.
Now, remember now.
See, now you're trying to twist it up, make it sound like he meant to say it.
Hey, JP,
two fishes.
JP, you got to be very careful. We got a bunch of trans on this call.
Yeah, I ain't mad at them.
We love all of them.
So that's why I say two fishes.
Ain't mad at them.
That's it.
So you want me to say
love
when you have one fish?
I feel like there'll be we gonna offend so many people by what he about to say. But all right.
No,
he
good.
He gonna say it.
Yeah.
Hey,
say no, it. Hey, one fish, we love, two fish.
We love everybody.
Three
we
fish.
Appreciate everybody.
10 fish.
That's it. Yeah. From Budapest. Thank you, Budapest.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate that, Dale. Yes. And I hate I miss my baby Juice. I was too busy laughing at. What's your other name? G.
So do the gays need bath?
Man, how the hell? Oh.
What?
Oh, you don't ask a question like that.
No, I'm just saying.
G, leave I mean, that alone.
No, it says no bath needed.
G, leave that alone.
These are the views of him and not the views right. of right. Run and Tell It Parker.
Yeah. You leave that alone.
I'm just asking.
Don't ask. We don't.
Callie, I'm going to ask you, for, do G, gays need bath?
I'm not answering that question.
Uh-oh. You need leave that alone.
Uh-oh. There's a message. Told you to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the panel. Shout out to the listeners. How y'all doing?
Hey, Sean.
What's no going on?
Well, Sean. All is well.
The next question I need to ask is, do the straight need bath?
Everybody needs a bath.
Hey, guess what, y'all?
So if the straight needs bath, why else can't answer? The gays need bath.
Hey,
everybody needs a bath.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop.
Don't say y'all. Don't say y'all.
Oh, okay.
Him.
I got to deal with the whole panel because I don't need baths. Y'all know I haven't taken a bath since 1986.
I'm a shower man, I take showers. I probably would have let off with that first. I think I would have let off with, I'm a shower person. I haven't taken a bath in like since 1986. Does that start off? Oh, that shit was hilarious. I ain't take a bath since 1986.
People don't realize that military persons don't, we don't, in the military, we don't even have bathtubs.
No, we don't. We didn't. We just had showers. That was it.
Another message.
Yeah, because everybody done muted out except for me and you.
Wait a minute. Who's still taking baths in 2024? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know them legs. Your whole body going to get dirty. You got to take a bath first and then take a shower to get that dirt off.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
That's really important. Who taking baths in 2024? Unless your back hurt. Unless you're having sexual favors in the bathroom. Unless you got booty dust. You know what I'm saying?
Booty dust.
Wait a minute. Who eating ass in 2024?
G.
G-Man.
Hopefully you fellas, shout out to y'all, ain't eating no ass in 2024 on the first date type shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to wake up swallowing hard. Goo-goo.
Look, that's one thing about G Man. He don't eat ass, and he definitely not sucking nothing. But we do have a couple people that eat ass and stuff.
Dale, Roe,
right?
What?
Eat ass.
Dale, Roe, eat ass.
What you talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh?
We need room to grow.
Well said. Well said. Room to grow.
Hey,
look. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight, fella. So if you eat an ass and you fold your tongue like a taco, what if a corn pop out and you chew it? What if it got cream on it? You know what I'm saying?
Bro, yo, that question was for you and Dale.
That question ain't for me. Well, I can tap that in. It's time for you to get in the car and drive to the clinic.
That was for you and Dale. I mean,
you may have to check your provider from your job and get on that video and get on that video call and see if you get somebody on the line quick.
Get ready to run through that that thing of sunflowers or whatever that is that be on that commercial.
See what old Doc Schwartz got for you.
I only have an outbreak 6 months out of the year.
Let me tell you something. If that's what's going on, I feel like you're going to be Jesse Jackson because you got the Rainbow Coalition of STDs popping off at that point.
Oh man. The great thing was, I said you and Dale. You was the only one that said no. Dale ain't say nothing. Nothing.
And
he said and.
That's the answer right there. Yeah.
That's the answer right there.
Look,
oh man,
maybe Road Dogg and Dell might like a little chivalry. You know, chivalry. I don't know.
Nobody.
Jeep be making up his own vocabulary word.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he does. Yes,
sir. Hey, look, I'm gonna let everybody know this. G Man got him got clothing. He got what's the other stuff I got? You don't know? Okay.
You don't know?
Boy, no, I'm just tripping tonight. Oh,
shit. Tonight.
Yeah, it's all out of fun. It's all out of fun.
All out of fun.
Yeah. It's all out of fun. That's why I looked at Dale. I said, whatever. He looked at me and said, I don't know what the hell you talking about. Yeah. You know, but we all good in the hood. We good in the hood.
I ain't gonna lie to you, it's still on my mind about this whole corn rolled up on your tongue. And that is, I feel like you're gonna become the poster child when you in the clinic and you sitting on that table and you look over and you see that motherfucker on the damn poster and shit. That poster that's talking about gonorrhea, you see that nigga just sitting there. I feel like that will be you on that poster. All I'm saying.
Fuck around and get gonorrhea. Get all rolled up into one. One Doc, goddamn what is outbreak that? Monkey.
The question is, what don't you have?
You have, exactly.
We finna give you a pill cocktail. We don't know what the fuck this shit is.
I don't know what I'm gonna do with it. But y'all be so kind, let it turn you. The books open the chapter, Nigga-lations. We're gonna get down, show you niggas how we do it up in this house. Nigga-lations. Page 69, verses 1 through 7. 1. Thou shalt fuck around. 2. Thou shalt find out. We don't do no blood and wine and bread at the body up over here. We got Hennessy over there. Sister Geraldine will help you out. Brother John John got the dressing cups. Come on. Is that the theme song from damn that song, that show Amen?
Yes.
Or something? That's what
it like. Yes, it is. Let me tell you something. I was thinking, I said, that's that part where Sherman Hemsley just started hitting the little witch call joint. He started double dutching and shit.
Yes, sir. Cut that
step,
shake that gentleman's hand, then walk into the church.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, I watch it now. I still love that show, my brothers.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir. I love that show. I watch it now.
Oh, I heard that. I was like, I know that's not amen. I know that's not that show.
Deacon Ernest Fry.
You know what's crazy, though? You up in the clinic, and then they playing that. That is some wild shit. Once again, I digress.
That, my you stupid.
I shine your light.
Fellas, we gonna have to cut this one a little short tonight.
Yeah, we about to close it out now. Because it's almost an hour. All right, anybody with any, well, we're gonna start with the final thoughts. Callie, you have any final thoughts before we close out?
Thank you again, guys, for sending me that sweater. I'm definitely going to wear it. And I am sorry, but I am getting sleepy. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm just really tired. Yeah.
All right.
So, go ahead.
Dale, JP, him, y'all got any final thoughts?
I mean, for our listeners and our faithful followers, we thank you. We thank God for you. Like I said, you just keep following us, and we're going to grow. Our system is going to get better as time goes along. But for those that are sticking with us, bless you, thank you. We love you, and just keep it up with us because we're going to do some great things. Believe that.
Yes, sir. And go ahead, JP.
I just got one thing to say since Callie's on this. Callie, you got a sexy voice.
That's a final thought for your ass right there.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh God, my head hurt.
Him?
From him. Him, the only thing I gotta say is that secrets are true.
He don't know what he's talking about, y'all.
And
he thinks Dale is a philosopher. He thinks he's a philosopher.
And love,
Lord help him,
is missing.
You don't know what he's talking about.
You have those.
Oh, man.
You don't know what he's talking about.
You have an ankle.
Yeah.
That is missing.
Hey, you just make it up something else. Yeah. Something else.
Him is.
Oh, awesome. God.
Yeah.
Bro, oh God, my
final thoughts.
Yes. All I got to add is when the valley is smooth and the road is rocky, don't pass your cousin Ben to pick up Jerry the hitchhiker.
All right. I'm confused, but all right. We got Bro, you'll play. I can't pull up those. Can you pull up those two messages? And then I'm going to do my final thought. We can close out.
Hey, y'all. Hell yeah, I got a final thought. Nigga, I just got up in here. Now y'all finna dip? Hey, all I got to say is for a final thought. Send me the link of when you're getting back on. You can call me at this number. 510-234-42.
Wow.
Come on now. We almost there. Give me a call when you get back online. 510-235-NIGGA.
Follow me.
Dang. Right. If you'd have played that. The outro, too, would have been clutch. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. So, like I said, we appreciate everyone that listened. We do have hoodies. They got the Running Tail at and stuff like that on there. You can email us. Our email is runningtailatpodcast@gmail.com. To look at it, you have to, go to our Instagram. I think he's up on Instagram, right?
Yeah, it's on TikTok, too.
All right. And being that we, you had Christmas and all that stuff going on, and for all the side chicks that didn't get a Christmas gift on Christmas Day, I just want to let you know this. Roses are red, violets are blue. You ain't number one, but you a strong ass number two. I'm out.